fabulous shots of Paris, and in the foreground, the Parc des Princes, which plays host to the second of our live games this evening, Romania against Switzerland. Just the Romanians getting off the bus a few moments ago ahead of kickoff in this particular game. They opened their campaign with a defeat to France. Maybe the French were lucky, Sunil, to get a victory, a late victory in that match.
A defeat to Payet, if we can say
yeah.
so.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I think when Sancho got the penalty and he converted it, I think after that, we thought that the game is going to end 1-1. You know, until Payet got the ball, and what a finish.
Yeah.
So I think, although, you know, when you lose a game, it's not the same, but they shouldn't lose heart.
What about the Swiss, Robbie? Because they only had that 1-0 victory over the new boys, Albania. We were expecting a much bigger margin, weren't we?
Yeah, we was. You know, Albania coming into the tournament, you know, no one really gave them a chance. Switzerland are probably one of the form teams of this group. But, you know, it wasn't as easy as what, you know, they thought it was. You know, Albania go down to 10 men and, you know, they made it. Sometimes we see that. Sometimes the teams with 10 men play that a little bit better. And I thought Albania were very unfortunate not to get a little bit more out of the game. So this is a big game. I say Romania, yeah, I think they can count themselves a little bit unlucky. You know, an inspired performance by, obviously, Payet was obviously the main difference. But these are, obviously, I think, the four changes from the game. So
that's quite a lot, isn't it?
It is. Look, we don't know in terms of injuries what they've got. But, you know, the manager's obviously expecting a little bit more, changing a few players, freshen everyone up, you know, freshens the legs. Certainly in the back four has not altered, so the freshness is coming from the midfield or certainly the front man.
In terms of the Swiss, Sunil, not as many changes.
Yeah, but they look such a balanced side, you know. I mean, Rodriguez and Leinsteiner, you know, top class, right back and left back. Zuru, you can say, a little bit clumsy. But, you know, I think Shaqiri up front, McMahdi, Haka, Seferovic, they look more balanced side. It just, you know, they must, after Albania went 10 men, they must be killing themselves not to score more goals. I just hope, you know, they have more purpose today, and they are, you know, they show that desperation more to score more to win a game. It wasn't there against Albania, especially after 10 men.
Yeah, that of course is Group A that we're focusing on now: Romania, Switzerland, France, and Albania. In terms of the teams that come out of that, I mean, we had France nailed on, didn't we? Until we saw that performance in the first half, but you'd still expect France.
Yeah, of course.
To top that group.
No, certainly home advantage, you know, playing everyone in the countries behind them. So you'd fully expect them to go through. They've done well whenever there's been a tournament there. You know, Switzerland, this is a big game for them tonight, you know, and these, essentially, if they get the 3 points here, they will be the first team that goes through into the next stage. So there's a lot to play for these. Romania, if they don't get the result, I mean, potentially they could be going home. So this could be a very good game.
Well, like we said before, you just don't know, do you, Sunil? you can, mathematically, you can go through to this knockout under the new format with just 1 point.
You can. Till the last game, it's not over. You know, but if you ask me personally, I think the Swiss and France are going to qualify as the top two teams. I think Swiss are going to be too strong for Romania tonight, and France are going to beat Albania. So, for me, I think these two teams are going to top the Group A.
Yeah, let's just have a look at those remaining fixtures in Group B and what they have coming up. The good thing is that, obviously, this game tonight is a big one. But also, as well, when you're looking at those fixtures still to come in the third round of matches of this game.
So this game for Romania is very, very important, because then the last game, if Albania lose to France, which is the probability, then they're just fighting hard for the third best place up to four teams. So for them, it's very, very important, because Swiss wins tonight, Swiss got 6 points. France wins tonight, beat Albania, they got 6 points. So the top two positions are gone. So the only thing you're going to fight for when you play Albania in the last game is the third best, four teams third best.
Yeah.
So that leaves you small margin to qualify. For that reason, I think Romania, this game, is going to be very, very important for them.
What do you think is the points minimum to finish in third and go through?
You know, I really wouldn't know.
One? Two?
I mean, it's perceivable that you could be you're qualifying with 2 points. I mean, that's the way it will work out. I fully expect, you know, obviously France, Switzerland, I think, you know, maybe Romania used a lot of energy up in the other game. I know there's a few changes, but all the pressure was on France for that. You know, maybe they felt it a little bit. So, you'd be fortunate not to get anything out of the game, but it'll be tough for them tonight, I think. Switzerland will improve as well.